Hey everybody, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler podcast hosted by Wanderly, and we talk about all things travel nursing, informative and entertaining. And today we have something completely different. It has pretty much nothing to do with travel nursing, but it is so exciting. It has everything to do with philanthropy and nursing education, and I have been looking forward to talking to this lady for so long. So today we actually have our Nurse Kelly Scholarship winner who's on with us, and I'm so excited, you guys, because we've been doing the Nurse Kelly Scholarship now for 2 years. This is our second annual winner. We're so excited. It's $1,000 to any nursing student for any level of education. So whether that be a bachelor's degree, master's, doctorate, whatever, we don't care. We want you all in nursing school to feel supported, and especially by us. And if we can help any way financially, that's the goal. So we open it up to everybody in any sort of nursing program this year. We had over 300 applicants, and we went through every single essay. We do it all anonymously, and then we choose our winner and figure out exactly who it is, and then we get to go and notify them. So that was really exciting for us. That all took place last week. So our winner is Ziani De La Rosa. She's 22 years old and a junior at Western Connecticut State University in her nursing program, and we are so excited that she is on. So Ziani, thank you so much for joining me. If you want to just say hi to everybody and then just tell us everything about you. We just want to get to know you so to your core on this podcast, because we've been so excited that you are our second winner.
I'm so excited to be here. I had no idea there would be 300 applicants. I really thought it was just going to be a couple. So that's really flattering. I'm a nursing student. I'm a junior. This is actually, I think, my sixth year of college. I went through a couple majors before this. I did a whole transfer. I'm originally from New York, born and raised. I graduated high school there. I did a year at Hunter College as a women's studies major, but then my mother bought a house in Connecticut, so we all moved up to Connecticut. I did another year as like communications, and then just one day as I was studying, I heard all the nursing students like talking about their clinical and how they got to watch surgery, and they're so like anxious for the test, but they're looking forward to like this opportunity and that opportunity, and I was eavesdropping the whole time, and I was like, that sounds like something I might be into. Science was never my strong suit, but the way they were talking, it didn't sound like science was their strong suit either. So I figured, let me see if I could put it to work. Took bio, took chem. I cried a lot, got really anxious a lot, got really stressed out a lot, got into the program. Did a year. I actually flunked MedSurg 1 the first time around, but bounced back. Now I'm in MedSurg 2, and I get to witness a surgery next week. I just got an exam read back. Like, I'm in the rhythm again, and I'm really happy to be back in school. Somehow, becoming a nursing major, you start to dread summer because you just want to get going, get out, start working, get these skills under your belt. And I'm just really excited to be on the show. I'm excited to be in school, and I can't wait to graduate, and I can't wait to actually be in the world doing my thing.
I love that. And thank you for sharing, too, that you've had some struggles in nursing school, because it is no joke and it is no secret to anyone that's gone through nursing that it's incredibly, incredibly difficult. So thank you for your honesty and your transparency about that, because that is the truth. Well, I want to know a couple of things. I want to know how you're liking it so far. Like, what's nursing school been like for you? Mm-hmm. And I also want to know, why did you apply for the scholarship?
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed nursing so far. It's unlike anything I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as heavy into medical as I was expecting. I was not expecting it to be as interpersonal as it is. So that really excited me when I realized I could still be a people person, and I still get to talk to people and even serve people. I spent some time as a scribe earlier this year in the emergency department, and that was just a totally different perspective, because I only worked with the doctors. To see them, the work they do and the work I get to do, I just feel so lucky. I'm definitely happy I'm not a med student. It's another level of intensity. The one-on-one care that and the one-on-one relationship you get to have with the client, it makes a world of the difference in how you feel during the day, because I know the doctors were stressed out seeing 8 to 10 patients a day, maybe even an hour. So I'm definitely having, I feel more fun than they were.
Yeah.
I'm in the hospital now. I've got to look at my patient's documentation that I'm going to take care of tomorrow. And I've just, like, it's just nonstop learning. And that's the most exciting part, is I learn something new every single day. It's kind of frustrating because I feel like I should know these things. And I ask my friend, I'm like, when did you know that? But I learn from literally everybody around me. I even teach some of my friends some things. I've even taught my professor some things when they ask us, like, go look up research articles, and I share it with them. It's just nonstop collaboration. And that's so exciting. I'm going to love that part forever, working with other people and working with patients. I applied to the scholarship. This was actually the first scholarship I've ever applied to. I've always thought about it, but then I was like, they're asking for a lot for some money. Like, this is not really a question that pertains to my life, because a lot of scholarships are just general questions about things that don't matter to me. So I feel so blessed and honored that the first one I applied to was a nursing one, and the first one I earned was a nursing one. So thank you for reading my essay. Thank you for choosing me. I can't believe you guys read the 300 applicants. I could never. But I applied to it because the question was so clear to me when I read it. It took a couple days to actually, like, focus in on what my answer was. But it was a good question. I was happy somebody asked me, and I was happy somebody, like, actually read what I had to say and sort of agreed with it, or, and even endorsed it, to the point where you guys selected me to be the winner. And also I needed money, like, just like everybody else needs money. I applied to scholarship because I needed money.
Well, that is a perfectly appropriate response, because I applied for scholarships left and right, and I think it is so great. I did read them, and I absolutely loved yours. And we do it through a very anonymous process, that it's fair for everybody. We just read the words. We don't know any of the information as the committee that's reading them. I read every single one. And what's really cool for me when I was reading your essay is that I just felt so much, I felt like it was so relevant, and I just felt so, I don't know, just similarities with you. I felt like we were just one, and I didn't know you. I didn't know if you were a guy or a girl. I didn't know what kind of nursing student you were. I didn't know anything about you. But I felt like just your passion for advocacy very, very much so aligned with mine. And then just the way that you were able to articulate all of the things that you want to do with nursing and why this is important to you were so forward-thinking, and they were so beyond your 22-year-old junior in nursing school. And it felt so similar to how I felt when I was in nursing school. I really felt like there was so much more meant for me and meant for this profession. And so it just resonated with me to my core, and my colleagues agreed, and it was really great. But before we move on, will you just share a little bit, too, about, you know, what you did write in your essay? And, of course, you probably don't remember every word. That's totally fine. But just about your passion for advocacy and where you see nursing in the future. If you could just share a little bit about that, that would be great.
Okay. So the question was, what are your career goals? And that's a question I get asked often, just because, you know, you're in your early 20s. And if you have the time to go to school, people who maybe weren't afforded the opportunity, they want to hear your story because they're just really excited for you. My quick answer is usually that I want to get into midwifery. I actually decided on that in high school, but somehow I thought becoming a women's studies major would be an easier course. I didn't realize you could go into it as a nurse. So I realized that late. But since high school, I was like, you know, babies are awesome. Women are awesome. Labor and delivery is amazing. I'd love to just be around babies all day and mothers. So that's like my short, quick answer. It wasn't until I actually started stomping the essay out that I was able to articulate like what I want that career to turn into. And ultimately, just like a lot of people, this presidency has inspired a lot of anger, frustration, motivation to do more to serve, especially seeing how many women were able to enter the House of Representatives this previous year. I started to see not volunteering but public work as something that's really totally it's an option for me, even as somebody who's not a poli sci major, somebody who's not like an education major, somebody who's not going to be a law school major or anything. I started to realize that government really is for everybody. I don't know if I necessarily want to get into like get on the Hill and represent and run for councilwoman or congress or mayor. I definitely just want to do some sort of community service effort. I don't know whether it's grassroots, whether it's campaigning, whether it's lobbying. I just know that the intersection I want to work in is somewhere between nursing and policy. So I don't know if I'll go back to school. Maybe I will enjoy reading a bunch of law documents. I don't know. I just know for now I'm going to get my nursing degree. I'll probably most definitely go to midwifery school and somehow create a network of mothers, listen to what they want, and just give them what they want. Because honestly, mothers are usually right 100% of the time on what's best for their children and for everyone around them.
I love that. Well, that's another thing too. Once we started to get to know you, because like I said, we didn't know anything about you. Once we started to get to know you, I saw all of the different clubs and the things that you're involved in, and mm-hmm. we can go in that direction, because I think it is so important that people hear what you're doing on campus and off campus and all the things that you're involved in that are outside of nursing, and yet still mm-hmm. I'm sure you can, they're still somewhat, you know, aligned, because that's what human beings do. We try to like connect all the dots. But will you kind of share some of the stuff you do outside of nursing school?
Yes, I work two jobs, and I'm really lucky to only be part-time, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to work these two jobs. I work at Whole Foods, just a florist. I work in the financial aid office. I'm just a student employee. So just like light work that pays the bills. When I'm not working, I am participating in clubs on campus. Last year I served as a treasurer for a club on campus called Minorities in Medicine. We're still kind of a baby. I think this is our third year being active. So far it's been successful. We've had like a suture 101 workshop. We've had BLS certification done to get my peers certified in that, so they can start working in like patient care or like EMT work. It's a club for med students. A lot of my friends want to become dentists. Some of them want to be PAs. Some nursing students are part of it. It's just a club on campus dedicated to preparing students for the professional world, more namely students that are disadvantaged either by racial discrimination or economic disadvantages, just people who are not set to be successful in the medical world. We're a club on campus that just tries to organize events that sort of promotes their goals and tries to encourage them to continue. So I'm continuing with that this year. I more recently was appointed to be an SGA rep, which is going to be really interesting. I didn't know how important SGA was and how actually well they function. So I'm hoping that gives me an idea of what service looks like, or even like a tiny insight into what government feels like. I also, more recently, I was working to revitalize a sorority chapter on campus called Lambda Theta Alpha. We're still in the middle of that. For Greek life, it's really hard to get started on campuses that aren't already flourishing with Greek life. And more recently, tomorrow I have to submit an application to study abroad in Greece, because my school recently got some money to send two students to Greece. I feel really confident about that.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what's happening. Oh, I so hope I'm chosen, but all my friends are just as good to go.
That is so cool. Well, that sounds awesome. Well, yeah. See, everybody that's listening, isn't she just amazing? She's involved in so many of these cool things. She's really doing some incredible work for not only her community, but her nursing cohort as well. And that's exactly what shone through her writing. So it was I'm not going to say an easy choice of 300 people to go through and so many people with incredible stories, but that's what makes up the nursing profession. But it was a fantastic choice, because there were just so many people that are just so passionate, and it was wonderful to read yours and to get to know you. And it was really fun. And oh my gosh, our pleasure. I can't even wait to see all the cool things that you do in this profession. I'm so excited for you.
But no, I'm so excited for this next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you had something that you could tell anybody about what scholarship means, and not necessarily like what this scholarship means to you, but just why people should apply to scholarships and what this kind of like philanthropy can do for nursing students. And maybe somebody also some advice for someone who's thought about applying for one but hasn't yet. Can you just share maybe some advice for them before we close out?
Yes. Scholarship is not as valued as it is. I think people, even me, I was really focused on like how much time it's going to take and how much am I going to pay. I would like do the hour, like do the clockwork of like, oh my gosh, if I'm going to spend 20 hours on this essay and I'm only going to get $200, it's only $10 an hour, then I might as well just go to work and forget that essay and just study. But writing this essay, it was a moment of reflection, introspection, thinking really hard about what are you going to do after college, as long as like the question is something pertaining to that. There's a lot of funky questions out there. But if it's a question about your own goals, your own aspirations, it's designated time for you to actually think about it, write about it. I feel like I already have an elevator pitch ready now in case anybody else were to ask me what my goals were. It's a good way just to make it clear to you, make it clear to your friends, make it clear to your professors. You know what you're about, they know what you're about, and it'll be easier for you to find people who support it or people who can have, who have opinions on it and how to like rework your goals, remodel it. Because definitely after writing this essay, I feel like it's something I'm going to stick to. I'm definitely going to revisit the essay later when I graduate and see if it's something I could actually materialize. So people should definitely apply to scholarships. It's a moment to just think. And I think within school, it's really easy to get caught up in just getting the work done, but also like think about the future, start planning, start wondering, start dreaming. We definitely need more dreamers, especially in the nursing profession. We would hate for things to get stagnant. When things get stagnant, there's no progress. If you're discouraged about writing an essay, practice makes perfect. I had not written an essay in like a year. It took me like 2 weeks to write this essay out because I could not even, I had to like talk to myself in the mirror and try to clear up exactly what I was trying to say. But it was a good exercise. I got to flex my writing muscle. I should continue flexing it. And there's no loss. I feel like even if I did not win, I'm really proud of the essay I wrote. I will continue to refine it and sort of materialize that idea and my goal that I set forward when I was writing that essay.
I love it. And I love the entire idea of going back and looking at it because you wrote some incredible stuff. If anyone was curious about the topic, it was about where you see your future in nursing and what you want to do for the profession. And it was really cool. It was a really fun topic and it was really insightful for me too, to read everybody's opinions and where they want to see themselves and kind of reflect to them where I'm at and, you know, what aligns with me. And this profession is so unified. It's very, very cool. Even, you know, your essay was similar to nursing students that were in LA and, you know, in Texas. Like, it's so incredible how our hearts are so similar. And I just, it's really,
and all it takes is like us connecting with one another. And from there we start a revolution and we start something new and everybody will be better for it. So I'm happy I got to share all those thoughts.
Definitely, especially opening these conversations. I love it so much. Well, everybody that's listening, that is Ziani De La Rosa, and that is not the last that you will hear from her. But Ziani, before we go, is there anything else you want to add?
If anybody ever fails MedSurg 1 or 2 at any point, dust your shoulders off, take the little break that you can get. All I did was reread chapters. I took ASL. That was dope. I took tap dance. You just take a minute to, you know, remember why you want it so badly. Apply again. You'll get back in. I remember the first thing my professor told me when, because once you take your final exam, you know exactly how you did. You know exactly whether or not you were going to pass or fail. The first thing my professor told us when a group of us who had failed came to her, she was like, listen, there's been so much research. The students who fail the first time actually turn out to be better because you've been through it once, you could get through it again. Just try again. I definitely encourage everybody to apply again if they happen to flunk a class.
I love that. And thank you for saying that. I totally agree. And we want and we need more nurses in this profession. And it's definitely hard work, but right. It's totally worth it in the end. Nothing at all to be ashamed of. It happens to everybody. And
yes,
absolutely. Just keep pushing and keep fighting because this profession is super rewarding and incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, thank you so much for being on. Again, everybody, that is Ziani De La Rosa. She is a 22-year-old junior from Western Connecticut State University, and she's in nursing school, and she is the second annual Nurse Kelly Scholarship winner, the recipient of $1,000 that will be coming her way immediately for her spring semester, and we're so excited to get that all worked out with her nursing program. So thank you for coming on. I so appreciate it. I hope you had fun.
No problem. I did. You're amazing. I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for jumping on and for supporting the Happy Traveler. Again, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley, and we'll see you next week.